Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So as you can probably hear, my voice is gone. It's pretty much wrecked. And the reason for that is that my throat's all swollen and I went to the doctor today and I'm going to get the test back tomorrow to see like if I have anything else going on. But yeah, so my voice is a little wrecked, so you guys kind of have to like bear with me here. I actually have DJ Goody in the studio with me. She's sitting right across from me, but she's not going to be on today's show unless I drag her on during a break. But I actually want to start out with like a personal story, and DJ Goody recommended me to talk about this personal story. And I know it's Hollywood gossip, but I just wanted to like kind of throw this in. So earlier when I was at the doctor's office, you know, I'm sitting in my appointment. I'm like, you know, my throat's really swollen and it hurts. But I had strep throat, I want to say 3 weeks ago, and I was treated for it. I was put on penicillin and I took, you know, the whole treatment because you're supposed to take 10 days worth of penicillin twice a day. And let me tell you, strep throat is not something you want to have. I could not eat. I could not swallow. It was horrible. I mean, I guess you can look at it in the bright side, like on the bright side being like, oh yeah, I lost a couple LBs, but no, I could not eat. So it was horrible. So I did have strep about 3 weeks ago. And so I go in again today because, you know, my throat was starting to swell again and I was kind of just a little concerned about it. And, you know, I was reading things online about how sometimes your strep comes back if like the prescription isn't strong enough. So I was like, you know, let's just go get it checked out. So I'm sitting in the doctor's office and she's like, okay. Like she's like, you know, feeling like my lymph nodes and everything. And she takes like a swab from the back of my throat. And apparently when people take the swabs from the like near your tonsil area, they'll like gag or throw up in a sense. She said that she's had people like spit on her face before, like obviously not intentionally, but you know, it's because it's like it's so far back in your throat, you have like a gag reflex. But she said I was a tough cookie and that I didn't gag, I didn't do any of that. I just took it. And so we're talking and she kind of is telling me about some things that she, you know, some like personal information and some other tests that she wants to run. And the information that we were talking about, it kind of like scared me. I don't want to say it was like alarming. I feel like alarming is a very... it's kind of a harsh word. Like nothing is alarming. There was no information that was alarming, but it scared me. Like, you know, I'm in there by myself. I don't have my mom. I'm like the child in the family that needs my mom to make my doctor's appointments and come with me because I never know what to tell the doctor. I'm like the person who, when the doctor asks you a question, I look immediately to my mom for her to answer it because I never know what to say. So I'm in there by myself and we're talking and, you know, I get kind of scared by some of the things that she's saying and she leaves and she goes, you know, take these little swabs to see if you have strep again to the lab. And oh, DJ Goody's over here, like zooming in on me on Snapchat. So she's like, go take, you know, the swabs to the lab. And I want you to go, she wanted me to do like a urine test just to see maybe what was in my system. And so, and she wanted to do blood work too, but okay, I am deathly afraid of needles. Like I gave blood once and I passed out and I fainted. But it's like, I have all these piercings. Like I can go through piercings. I can get piercings like they're going out of style, but I cannot deal with like anything that has to do with like drawing blood from my body, which is kind of, I feel like weird in a sense. Like I can get pierced, but I can't have blood taken from me or else I faint. So, I go down or I walk out of my appointment. And as soon as everyone, like she leaves, I walk out and I get really hot. And I've fainted before, obviously, when I gave blood. So I know the symptoms that I get when I feel like I'm going to faint. So I walk out and I start getting really hot, like especially on my arms, which is weird. Like I feel like sometimes when I fainted before, I got super hot and like overheated in a sense, and it happened first on my arms. And so then I start seeing all the black dots, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm gonna pass out. Like, I'm gonna pass out from the information that she just told me. And I literally am sitting in the hallway of Kaiser, because I have my insurance through Kaiser. And it's just, I'm literally sitting in the hallway with like my head in my hands, and I'm like trying hard to like regain my balance because I drove there by myself. And obviously I don't want to drive if I'm seeing black dots. That would be so dangerous. And so I remember like when I first got my ears pierced too, like when I was 10 years old, because my mom made me wait until I was 10 to get my ears pierced, that I almost fainted also. And the first sign of me knowing that something was weird, like at 10 years old, I was like, Mom, I'm seeing black dots. Like, what's going on? And like, she was like, honey, you're going to faint. Put your head in your hand so the blood can come back to your head. So I'm sitting on the ground in Kaiser with my head in my hands, and I'm literally, I feel like I'm 1,000 degrees. Like, I am overheating. And so I'm just waiting for like a doctor or a nurse to walk by me and be like, honey, like, are you okay? Because I mean, there's a random girl sitting with her head in her hands, like in the hallway of a hospital. And so no one comes, and for some, like, of every, like, out of, like, I'm looking around to see like if anyone's in the area. All the nurses are like gone from their desks. There's one doctor actually in her office that I saw right as my eyes started to go out. And so I walk into her room. I'm like, hi, like, excuse me. I'm about to faint right now. I can feel it. She's like, oh, okay, honey, like, don't worry. Let me go get a nurse. Can you go and sit in the lobby? And so as soon as I get into the lobby, my vision is now all black. I can't see anything. And I stumble into a chair, and I can tell, like, as soon as I sit my, and I put my head down, I am able to kind of see again. And I can tell all the people who are waiting for their appointments to like be called are like watching me. And this one woman had the most concerned look on her face. Like, it almost probably looked like I was drunk at the hospital. Like, I literally fell into the chair. But basically, I fainted from the information that I was being told in this appointment, because I'm a baby. No, just because I felt like it was kind of, you know, it was like, it was a big subject to talk about. And I don't know, I get kind of like woozy with certain things. And so I don't want to say I fainted in the sense that I never lost my consciousness. Like, I never was, you know, passed out. Like, I always had, like, I knew what was going on, but I want to say I, like, half fainted, like, half, just because in the sense that I got super hot and I couldn't see, like, my vision, it literally, my eyes were open because I could feel them, but, like, I couldn't see anything. It was just complete blackness. So, there's really no moral to that story, but I just wanted to say that, I think that happened, what, like, 2 hours ago, I want to say. I think it happened about 2 hours ago. But I remember, like, while I was, before I'd even seen that one doctor to ask her for help, I had called DJ Goody, and on the phone, I saw her name in my phone, and I knew she was, you know, on campus, and she was close to Kaiser, and so I called her. And so I like see her name right as my eyes are about to go out. So I press, you know, to call her, and she answers, and she's like, hi. Like, I had been texting her during the appointment. I was like, okay, this appointment's kind of scaring me. Like, I'm a little bit scared. And she's like, don't worry. Like, everything will be okay. Blah, blah, blah. And I was texting, like, you guys probably know Katie. She was on my show a couple times last semester. She's a nursing major. I was texting her about it, and, so I called DJ Goody, and she answers. She's like, hey, like, what's going on? And my vision is now black, like, while I'm on the phone with her, and I'm like whispering to her because I'm so scared. And I'm like, DJ Goody. I keep slipping. I know. I just said it again. DJ Goody's like, someone's going to come and murder me. And I'm like, DJ Goody, I feel like I'm going to faint. Like, and I'm at Kaiser, could you please come pick me up? Like, this is before I had seen anyone to kind of tell them, you know, I'm feeling a little like woozy. Could someone help me? You know, I'm in a medical center. I don't really know what to do. Like, do I faint and just get it over with, or what? And she goes, what? She's like, I can't hear. Could you speak up? And I'm like, I'm about to faint. Could you come pick me up? And she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, hold on. I'll be right there. And I want to say, honestly, I felt like she was at Kaiser in a matter of like five to six minutes. Like, it was so quick. So basically, everyone wants a friend like DJ Goody who will drop what they're doing and come and pick you up if you fainted in a medical center. If you don't have friends like that, honestly, you're SOL. So, but I just wanted to tell you that story because I took a like power nap in a sense, like in between that whole incident and my radio show right now. And it feels like it's been so long ago, but honestly, it was about 2 hours ago. And I can't, I'm just like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I kept telling the nurse, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, I didn't mean to like faint. And she's like, at least you fainted in a medical center and not like, you know, the streets or like while you were driving. She's like, I'm so glad you were like able to find someone to tell them. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But that was kind of how I just wanted to kind of like talk about that at the beginning, just because I don't know, like now I find it funny. But at the time I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. Like, I'm so scared. But anyways, so obviously I'm going to talk about the Kardashians today. And my first article, I'm going to kind of explain to you guys about what actually happened, has been going on with them in the past like week and a half. So if any of you guys haven't heard, Kim was robbed in Paris of $10 million in jewelry, and the robbers took it upon themselves to hold a gun to her head and zip tie both her wrists and her ankles together and duct tape her mouth and throw her in a bathtub, and they robbed her. So basically, Kim is not like, what happened is that Kim had come back from a fashion show in Paris. So this all occurred in Paris. She comes back from a fashion show, goes to her apartment complex that her and Kanye own in Paris. And it's around, I want to say like one, two in the morning. Cause she went to Givenchy fashion show and then she went to the after party slash dinner. And then they said that she didn't get back to her apartment until between like one and two. But she had gone out to like the after party and dinner with both Courtney and Kendall, but they had still wanted to stay out while Kim had wanted to kind of go back and just, you know, relax, which is totally understandable. I mean, I feel like those like women are always going. They never really have time to relax. And so she's, what the story that's being, you know, published on all, you know, websites and social media is that around 3 in the morning, Kim hears guys running up her stairs and they like barge into her apartment, and they're dressed as cops, but I mean, what cops are randomly barging into someone's apartment like with no warrant? Like, that's, you can't do that. And so basically these robbers were dressed as cops and they robbed her of $10 million in jewelry and held a gun to her head and basically threatened her to like give them everything. I've heard a couple statements that I've heard like things, you know, going around, you know, that Kim is, she said that she was really scared of being raped. And then I've heard other statements saying that she was scared, obviously, that she was going to be killed, which is, I mean, both like valid things to think as a woman, like in, you know, this day and age. So apparently she said that, or sources say that she pleaded for the robbers not to kill her because she had babies at home. And I just think the whole thing is crazy. And people are taking to social media to make fun of her and be saying like, you know, the whole thing was an inside job or it's fake because no one really caught anything on camera. Well, there was cameras that actually got a video of this black limousine pulling up to her apartment. And they're investigating it right now because there's no further information on that. They're currently going through investigation with that. But, so I don't know. I don't understand why people would make fun of the whole incident, in the sense that if you were in a house or an apartment alone and you were, you know, five guys in all black had barged into your apartment and held a gun to your, like, what is funny about that? Like, her life could have been taken. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a, you know, avid, you know, Kardashian fan. DJ Goody's over here laughing. An avid, you know, Kardashian follower. But that's to any, that's scary. That's so scary to have a gun held to your head. That's insane. So a couple celebrities took to like Twitter, especially to back Kim and be, and basically they were saying, I think it was Chrissy Teigen and, I can't remember his name. He was a comedian and they both took to Twitter to basically say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, because Kim is a wife, a mother, a daughter, a friend. And if you were put in that position, you'd probably, you know, like you'd obviously feel the same way. It's, that was such a dangerous situation to be put in. But basically Kanye, was doing a concert at the Meadows concert in Queens, New York that, evening. And he was in the middle of singing Heartbreak. And, wait, was it, is it Heartbreak? His song Heartbreak? I'm looking at DJ Goody right now. She's like, I have no idea. One of his songs from his older albums, I can't remember the name. No, Heartless.
Oh.
That one. Okay, yeah, Heartbreak. I was close. He was singing Heartless, and in the middle of it, literally, so he does the whole voice altering during that song, stopped the concert and literally said, I have a family emergency, I need to stop the show, and just walked off. And in the background, you hear all these people saying, like, F you, like, what the, like, and totally angry at him. And then later they learned that Kim obviously had been robbed, like, held at gunpoint. But he flew, I want to say it was to Jersey, where they, no, he flew to their, or he drove to their New York apartment, and Kim was out of her apartment in Paris and on a plane to back to the U.S. by 8 in the morning the next morning, where she and Kanye stayed at their New York apartment, where security was amped to the max. I want to say there was about 15 guys guarding the front door to their apartment, and then there was security all around the back and on the sides. So I think that's pretty crazy. I think the whole, the fact that it was Kim Kardashian and she was put in, like, a position like that, like, I would have never thought that. A lot of people say that the reason she was robbed was because of the fact that she flashes herself a lot on social media. As you know, she's a selfie queen. She loves taking pictures of herself and, like, flashing things. And I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel like if I was in that position, I wouldn't want to flash in the sense that, oh yeah, like, look what I have and, like, all you peasants don't. But, I mean, I don't ever, but you can't also say, like, she was asking for it in the sense that no one should ever have to be put in that kind of a situation. So, I don't know. I will leave that up to you guys for interpretation and how you guys feel about that. But on that note, we're going to go to the first break of the night. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Jack. The amount of times I literally, oh my gosh. Okay, let's redo that. The amount of times, honestly, that I, like, mess up my outros, I cannot deal with this anymore. Okay, you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say that way. I know you can't ignore me, but so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me, for me. Break it down. Yeah,
Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had and then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we didn't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you're ready, baby. So, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at two keys or ten roof? Turn up, we on Tiller, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. No, I bet you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing them? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your to my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you. You got my soul.
But act when it got money, now you done switched up on me. Now you wanna say what's up to me. Okay, so now you wanna make love to me. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Just be honest, girl, what you want from me? This ain't nothing new, keep it so 100. I can't let none of these get one up on me. I go back, I tell you, you better run from me. Give hope to my nigga. This love money. Adios to the bitches, can't get a hug from me. I'm high on life, that's what it does for me. My number's going up, I feel a buzz coming. Young, your friends bad too, then some come with you. And we like, do what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. This is shit I don't condone it. Cheating on your man, but you could get it if you want it. Looking for a bad bitch, I finally found a culprit. Taking shots, send them back, take a postage, yeah. Hey, Nat, why won't you shut up? It's the motherfucker 502, come up. And every time I'm back in the city, every with a hit in the gym to run up. Young, your friends bad too, then some come with you. And we like, with they own shit, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Every did you wrong, except for me. I'm next to blowing, so you should've been next to me. Say you love sick, girl, I got the remedy. I give you long and longevity. Don't settle for less or for infidelity. This ain't built like me. He came back in pipe, you leave that built like me. Or even keep the business behind his lips like me. I got a problems. Good brain, am I f***ing with a scholar? Wood grain, I'ma grip it when I whip it. If I take a shot and brick it, I'ma flip it. Thankful for my pop, taught me how to get it. Gotta make sure my brothers is eating, I'ma split it. If she throw that f*** at me, I'ma hit it. Pen Griffey, but she won't get a penny, no. Young, your friends bad too, then some come with you. And we like, with they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. jiggas.
You know how I feel about, like, us and, like, how I want to go about it. But you never tell me how you feel about it. And how you want to go about it.
Get the strip in my windows, it's tinted, let's go. My backseat ain't empty, we just left the Fendi. We getting it all over the clothes. This is why I need the Phantom. This is why I need the Phantom. And you know business getting handled. Wonder where you at, I just might hold you for ransom. No, that's something you can't fathom, oh, man. He just bought a ball, man. He thought that I would keep around, but he...
Hey guys, what's up? It's DJ Diamond, and you're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to say, I just patted myself on the back for not messing up the intro. So, like, we're like cracking up at the fact that how many times I've messed up intros and outros. I could, like, still hear my music, like, on my laptop that was playing. And so I was like, what is that noise? I'm like, I'm still listening to, like, Bryson Tiller. So before the break, we were talking about how Kim Kardashian was robbed. And I kind of wanted to touch just a little bit more on it in the sense that there was, like, a couple articles that kind of, like, caught my eye. And the one article is the fact that this is on Yahoo Celebrity. Kim Kardashian could actually become more famous and more rich through this robbery. And at first I was like, wait, what? This horrible incident can make her, like, more rich, like, just what she needs after she was robbed. And so the article kind of just talks about the fact that it says, in the wake of Kim Kardashian West's Paris robbery, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star has suspended all commitments indefinitely and stopped posting on social media, decisions that could cost her more than $1 million a month. It goes on to say that overall, I'm, like, drinking, like, some emergency right now in the studio, and I'm, like, getting really, like, airy. Oh, DJ Goody's like, don't drink it. She's like, don't drink emergency only water in the studio. But I needed to drink it because I'm like, my voice is all messed up. Okay, I just sat on the floor. So it says that, where is it? So since Kim Kardashian West was gagged, bound, and robbed at gunpoint of nearly 11 million, okay, that is wrong, 10 million worth of jewelry in her, apartment room in Paris on Monday evening, she has intentionally retreated from the public eye, both online and at in-person events. But although her losses may be significant in the short term, a financial expert tells People magazine that she could capitalize in the long term if she positions her return to social media correctly. Celebrity financial advisor Samuel Rad tells People that Kardashian West's overall brand is generating at least $1 million a month through just general posts, not including anything that's specifically being contracted with companies, which is separate from special event appearances, which he estimates she racks in between $200,000 to $300,000. Rad also estimates that her personal non-ad related posts are worth at least $20,000 apiece to her overall brand. Despite her potentially losing about $1 million a month through her withdrawal from social media alone, Rad tells People that her return to posting could benefit her in the long term. I think what's going to happen is that if she posts, she's going to put up I think, hold on, let me repeat that. I think what's going to happen is the first post she's going to put up after not having posted for a while, it's going to get so many more followers and hits. I think that it might actually end up helping her, especially if Kim positions her return to social media correctly. I think it could be a really big moneymaker for her brand. People are hoping to hear from her. If Kim positions herself correctly, she can have a real blockbuster media score. And I can totally see where this financial advisor is coming from, in the sense that I feel like Kim is followed by so many people. She gets so much like media attention through both fans and haters. Like, she's such a well-followed person, like, overall, that her not posting, it's like depressing. I mean, obviously for me it's very depressing, being that like the Snapchats aren't, you know, happening anymore, and the Instagrams. But she's so like, she has such a big fan and like follower base that people are gonna be so hyped that when she does return, that it's gonna, like, I could totally see her making money off of this. And so it says, in addition to her loss of social media earnings, the E! Personality appears to be shelling out exponentially more in personal security. Obviously, what I was saying, like, before the break, like, they have racked up the security. And I want to say that her security now consists of, like, 35, like, buff dudes that, like, follow her and Kanye and her children around. What was I saying? The one bodyguard, Pascal, who is her main bodyguard, that was supposed to, I mean, there's all these stories, you know, like, where was he in the time of her robbery, blah blah blah. Well, he was picking up Courtney and Kendall to bring them back to her apartment. So it says that Pascal has a base salary of $150,000 to $200,000, and that additional security that is being added on would have a starting salary of $80,000 to $120,000. So if any of you guys think that you can be Kim Kardashian's bodyguard, you're going to be making a good chunk of money off of that. But I also kind of wanted to talk about how with this like incident happening, Keeping Up with the Kardashians has been placed on hold. And Katie texted me, I want to say like on Thursday, like in the middle of the day, and she was like, she sent me this article from PerezHilton.com. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's like a celebrity gossip columnist and everything. And he's kind of a jerk. I've never really liked him. And I always question his articles, in the sense that they're not usually reliable. So like, I see the link that she sends me over, you know, text. And I'm like, Katie, I'm already not going to read this. Like, he's not reliable to me. Like, all of his articles usually are like phony and made up. And she's like, no, like, you have to read this. Like, it's confirmed even by E! News. And, like, let's all keep in mind that Katie is, like, a nursing major, and she's over here, like, totally keeping up on, you know, things that, like, comm majors keep up on, like, you know, gossip and all that stuff. And I'm like, wait, really? So I, like, click on it, and I read it, and basically the article is saying that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going to be placed on hold following her robbery. And I literally went off, like, in all caps, like, how could they do this to me? I'm such a loyal fan. I can't believe they're not taking into consideration my feelings. Like, and Katie's over here, like, girlfriend, you gotta chill. Like, it's only being placed on hold. Like, they're not canceling it. But I was, like, so upset, because, like, what am I gonna watch? Like, that is my all-time favorite show to watch. Like, I have no clue what I'm gonna do. I can't watch Wags for the rest of my life, or, like, Real Housewives. That, it doesn't meet, like, DJ Goody was saying that it doesn't satisfy. Yeah, it does not satisfy me. Like, Real Housewives will never satisfy me, or Wags, or any other Love and Hip Hop will never satisfy me as much as when I can watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I was a little upset. I mean, a little is probably an understatement. I was actually very upset. I was super duper 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 upset. So I just wanted to kind of like mention that. So if any of you guys don't know, if any of you guys are Keeping Up with the Kardashian fans and like watch the show religiously like I do, or if you just watch it in general, it doesn't have to be religiously like I do, because I actually have a problem. It'll be placed on hold for a while. I know that they were filming a little bit at the beginning, I want to say, of September. And obviously they weren't filming by the time all the women had gone to Paris. So none of the incidents that happened in Paris were caught on camera. But I feel like they're obviously, you know, they're going to stop filming whatever, like, footage they had throughout the month of, like, September. They'll probably attach on to this new season that's probably, I want to say it starts in, like, I want to say, like, 2 weeks or something. 3 weeks. Don't follow, like, don't be, it's not for sure. I don't remember the air date of this new season, but, yeah, so I was very disappointed. It really upset me. But on to a different subject besides the Kardashians. I am a huge fan of Orange is the New Black, and Katie got me into Orange is the New Black. She was like, you have to watch this show, like, it's so good, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm not, like, the whole, like, storyline behind Orange is the New Black is the fact that it's, like, a female prison, and basically all the females are, like, hooking up with each other. I don't know, the whole storyline is a little bit, it's just different. And I was like, Katie, like, I don't want to watch this. This is so weird. Like, what? Can we watch, like, a normal show, like, reality? And I'm not really a big, like, Netflix, like, show watcher, I guess. Like, those shows that are originated off of, on Netflix. Like, I don't like to watch those. I'd rather just watch reality. But I started watching it, and I really, really liked that show. Like, it was super good. I totally recommend it. It's definitely a little bit, I'm trying to think of the right word. DJ Goody, can you give me a word? You watch Orange is the New Black, right? It's like risky, I want to say. Like, it's very provocative and, like, pushes the boundaries of, like, things that are, you know, put on TV and those, you know, all that stuff. So it's not something that you would want to watch, you know, with, like, a 5-year-old, like, a younger, like, sibling or brother, or honestly with your parents. You may be a little uncomfortable if you don't have that kind of relationship with your parents, but I totally loved it. And so basically what I'm trying to get at is that this last week, Orange is the New Black star Samira Wiley got engaged to the show writer Lauren Morelli. And so Lauren Morelli is the writer of Orange is the New Black, and Samira Wiley is one of the characters who's plays in Orange is the New Black. She plays Poussey Lowles. So as you can tell with that name, it's obviously not going to be, like, shown on, like, TV. It's like a Netflix series. And so they got engaged on Tuesday, and they took it, their announcement, to Instagram with a joyful selfie in which the 29-year-old Wiley prominently sports her sparkly new engagement ring. And she captioned it, "Yes." And it's so cute. So if you guys aren't getting, like, female and female. So I think, honestly, do what makes your heart happy. But I think it's so cute. Like, the pictures are so cute. Morelli posted the same snap on her Instagram, adding a heart emoji. The pair has been dating since 2014. Morelli, who is the writer of Orange is the New Black, was previously married to a man, but they jointly filed for divorce after she realized upon joining the staff that she was a lesbian. In an essay she wrote for Mike.com, in May of 2014, Morelli said that the Orange is the New Black storyline between Piper Chapman, who's one of the main characters in Orange is the New Black, and her ex-girlfriend Alex Voss, who is Piper's, like, female love interest in the show, was a huge push for her to come out after only being married a few months. It says that she said, "I was nervous about the first love scene I'd written for Alex and Piper," Morelli wrote. "I'd loved writing it, loved watching a tenderness emerge in their relationship where passion always seemed to be the ruling principle. But by that time, I was so deep in my own self-doubt that I constantly felt like a fraud. I was sure it was bleeding into my writing. How could it not? I was married to a man, but I wasn't straight. I found a mouthpiece for my own desires and a glimmer of what my future could look like," she added. "I feel like I grew up on that show. Those were Those were really formative years, she said. I'd never played a character as long as I played Poussey. Spending time with her, so much time embodying that character, it was so, and still is, and always will be, so special to me and a part of who I am. There are so many people that are attached to her in a way that I don't think I understood until this happened. Blah, blah, blah. It just kind of goes on to kind of talk about, like, her works and other things that she's done. But I think that's so amazing, and I think it's super cute. And as a fan of Orange is the New Black, I love it. And I didn't even know that they were dating. Like, so I think I've been watching Orange is the New Black since beginning of... I, like, started watching the first season beginning of January. And I finished the very last season, I want to say, like, but right before school started up again. I stopped watching it for a while because it kind of, like... I would watch it with Katie, and then... So we, like, watched, like, a whole season in the span of, like, 3 days when she came and visited me over winter break. And then as soon as she left, I felt so sad because, we would watch together. And then I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. So I stopped watching it. And then recently, my best friend, my hometown best friend who I, like, grew up with, she started watching it and was like, Alyssa, please watch it again. Like, I'm getting super into it. I want to talk to you about it. And I was like, okay. So I started watching it again, and I finished it. And I totally loved it. I forgot how much I loved it. And my best friend Marissa from home is, like, obsessed with it. I'm not sure if she's still watching it because I haven't talked to her in a while. I need to text her, actually, and probably see what's up and see if she's still watching it. But I was like, yeah, Marissa, Katie totally got me into it. Like, it's such a good show. DJ Goody over here was saying that she watches it. You like it, right? She used to watch it, she said. But yeah, I loved it. And so I just find it funny that the whole time that I was watching this, I didn't even know that they were dating in real life. But yeah, they got engaged, and I think it's super cute. So, yeah, amazing. Okay, with that, I'm going to go to my second break. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I've been thinking about you and you only, and we just like to less than nothing else. Falling in love, that's for someone else. I break the bank for you to no money left. Now, I done caught feelings worth more than millions, and I feel it, you're hurting, and I've been healing. Girl, that ain't worth it, I know you hear me. I know we said we wouldn't let it get this far. Now, I want it for myself, that's his loss. Oh, we mad, huh? Is he pissed off? Too bad, there should have been on his job. You know I deserve it, I've been working this hard. Yeah. Hey, this been working this hard, yeah. Hold up, sipping up, getting this. What they said, you said. We been on the couch, on the bed. No. Back rubbing on my line. Hold up, there you go.
And that's all he did is he was a threat. I don't believe that at all.
I think, yeah, he most likely did see me as a threat at first.
I don't know. But I just know that when he sees me and you together, he's gonna be like, God dang. What? Like, I feel like the loss he got from it.
Yeah. Wait. No, baby. Yeah. But girl, I'm looking for a love. For you. For you to be my bride. And the mother of my child, oh yeah. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing.
missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, tell him just listen.
I can understand how it might be kind of hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock.
Oh.
Oh. Follow my south side. That know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still. Why I made that famous. I made that famous for all the girls that got from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why they mad they ain't famous. They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I don't really have any articles that I kind of like specifically really wanted to talk about for like the last like few minutes of the show, but I kind of wanted to discuss the whole Rob in China series that's been on E, I want to say for the past like month. I had kind of like pulled up some articles, and I was like looking for things to kind of just to like discuss. And so I've been obviously watching the show, since it's Kardashian related, and I don't know, I've been watching it and I don't really know how I feel about it yet. I used to be a really big fan of Blac Chyna back when she was dating Tyga. She actually used to be a porn star and a stripper, and she like met Tyga through her, through the him hiring her to be like the main like love interest in like the Rack City music video. And I don't know if you guys have heard that song, but like I'm like laughing in the sense that like I actually really like it, and it's the most disgusting, like degrading song that someone could ever probably like write. And so, ooh, I just like moved the table. I've been watching this, and you know, I think at one point, if I remember correctly, Tyga and Blac Chyna were actually engaged. They do have a son together. His name's King, and he's so cute, and he's a little feisty. He's like the feisty child. Like watching the show, he is so funny, and he definitely knows what he wants, and he has a very big personality for such a small kid. And so they do have a son together, and things just didn't really work out, and they separated. And then Tyga started dating Kylie Jenner, and like the whole like, oh my gosh, like she's underage, like you like basically like, you know, predator like alert, blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden Rob starts dating Blac Chyna, and it's like all, it's weird. It's like the whole thing is weird. I mean, the Kardashians though, they thrive off of crazy, like they're the weird, honestly, they're all weird. Like the whole family is so chaotic. But I was like, I've been watching the show, and I like don't know how I feel about it, in the sense that holy cow, Blac Chyna is literally psycho. Like she is so extra all the time, and I don't want to like, I mean, yeah, she's pregnant and like hormonal, but she is so extra all the time. And like, I can't like not say that laughing, in the sense that I'm the friend and like the whole like friend group that's so extra all the time. But like, I'm so extra in such a different way than Blac Chyna. Like Blac Chyna kicks Rob out of the house, I want to say every episode. She goes crazy. She like punches him, hits him. Like they're such a crazy couple. There was like the first episode, like the season like opener, like within like the first like I want to say 30 minutes, like halfway into the show, Blac Chyna like calls him up, and she's like, why are you still texting other bitches, like blah blah blah, and like throw like goes crazy, and like oh my gosh, she's just so extra all the time. Like Rob brought her flowers one time to like apologize, takes the flowers, throws them in the pool, like she's like, don't ever bring these to me again, like these were like useless. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, like he was just trying to like do something nice for you because you're so psycho. And she like totally like, oh my, it was just, it's crazy, the whole show's crazy. She's definitely a little off her rocker, I think. Like I feel like she, there's no way like all these emotions that she's like displaying on the show is from her being hormonal. Like there's no way. I think she's just naturally psycho. But I mean, I think it's she was kind of talking about like her background and like how she grew up, and she never went to college. Like out of high school, she basically, her mom made her support herself like once she was graduated, and the only way she knew how to support herself was the fact that she got into the whole like stripping you know, ordeal. And I want to say that she was talking about like she stripped for like a couple years, and she, I mean, as a stripper, like let's face it, like you probably make a lot of money, like depending upon where you're stripping, you know, that kind of a thing. So she went and was stripping for a couple years after high school, and then kind of like obviously that kind of brought her into like the porn industry, I guess you could say. So I don't know, she had like a hard upbringing, but, and it's obviously such a different upbringing than what Rob had. Like Rob, his family was already well off, and he was babied, and you could tell, like, the whole, like, I feel like all of the Kardashians, in a sense, like, were kind of babied, because they did have money prior to, you know, really blowing up and making an empire out of their name. But I don't know. I just wanted to kind of talk about that in the sense that I don't really know how I feel about the show yet, but I still watch it. It's funny because I haven't talked about it, and it's been like, it's been airing for like the last like month, and I'm just surprised that I haven't talked about it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about it. But before I completely sign off, Blac Chyna posted Rob Kardashian's phone number on Twitter to stop him from texting other women. This is like what the article, like the title of the article. Chyna said, to ensure your man is not texting no bitches, just tweet his number out. How's that feel, Rob? And like sent his number out on like Twitter. Feels good. He smiles back at her. Chyna then snaps, get your phone changed. Thank you. Like, that is so extra. Like, what are you doing? Like, there's no trust in that relationship, obviously. Like, they're, like, he got her knocked up within, like, 2 weeks of, like, meeting her. Like, they dated, okay, they started dating, I want to say, like, what, like, a week after meeting each other. He, like, knocked her up within, like, the next 2 to 3 weeks. And, like, it's, like, there's no trust. Like, they honestly don't even know each other. I'm just, like, waiting to see how this whole relationship, like, pans out. Because I think it's just crazy. Like, the whole, like, line of events is just, it's weird. And yeah, it's crazy. The fact that like Tyga's like dating Kylie and then Chyna is dating Rob. It's like, honestly, the amount of drama they probably have, I can't. But on that note, that is all I have for you guys tonight. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And stay tuned because DJ Goody has her show up next, 7 to 8. I'm like looking at the clock. I'm like 7 to 8. It's from 7 to 8, and it's called This Is Awkward, where she talks about all things awkward. And it's honestly, it's one of my favorite shows in the sense that it's so relatable to anyone who listens. Like, I mean, with gossip, I feel like, you know, ooh, it's juicy gossip, like you can talk about it, but like I can't push the boundaries in the sense of like, you know, oh my, these articles about the Kardashians, like they definitely relate to my listeners. Like, we've all been robbed at gunpoint and, you know, had $10 million in jewelry stolen. So she is definitely the show that I love to listen to because she makes it so relatable and it's so personal, and it's all around a great show. And I will always promote DJ Goody. She's over here like tearing up. She's like, yes. Okay, well, on that note, thank you all for listening. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Don't tweak, bro. It's never sweet, oh. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread.